Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. A special election will be held in the Lamars Community School District on November the 5th. Voters will be asked to approve the issuance of nearly $50 million in general obligation bonds to pay for construction of a new pre-K through grade 5 elementary school. The school board this week accepted petitions from district residents and approved a resolution calling for the election. The bonds will be paid off through an increase in property taxes of some $2.42 per thousand valuation. This was the property tax limit recognized by residents in a community survey. A second piece of funding also was approved by the board. They passed a resolution to finance construction through proceeds of the district's share of a statewide 1 cent sales tax. That amount to be financed is some $27 million. This funding offsets property taxes and finances the remainder of the necessary funds to build the new school. The estimated cost of the new elementary building is $67 million. Residents in two-thirds of Iowa counties have experienced destruction from late spring and early summer tornadoes, flooding, or both. Some 5,000 homes are damaged or destroyed. State officials are launching new grant programs to address the housing shortage. Governor Kim Reynolds hosted a more than hour-long news conference at the State House Thursday to discuss details.
You know, we've all seen the photos of the neighborhoods that have been leveled, of towns completely underwater, and they're heartbreaking. To see it firsthand is unforgettable.
Reynolds is using $10 million in federal pandemic relief to provide grants for developers to build homes for sale or for rent in counties that have been declared federal disaster areas.
Our goal really is to keep the residents in their communities.
Another $6.5 million in state grants will be awarded to cover home repairs. Reynolds is asking FEMA to authorize a temporary housing program that's been used after hurricanes hit other states. Next week, farmers who've applied for USDA disaster loans can apply for a state grant of up to $50,000. Reynolds says that will make the higher interest rates on those loans more manageable. Some areas of northwest Iowa received more than a half year's worth of rain during the final week of June, leading to significant flooding conditions. The latest water summary update shows that June's preliminary statewide rainfall average is 5.22 inches. However, precipitation totals varied significantly across different regions of the state. In northwest Iowa, Lake Park received 18.5 inches of rain during June. The Rathbun Dam area only saw 1.96 inches. Some areas of southern and southeastern Iowa received below normal precipitation for the month despite the historic rainfall. The trend of wetter than normal months ended in June, with monthly average rainfall just below the statewide average. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows less than 1% of Iowa as abnormally dry, the lowest for the state in some 218 weeks. A Dickinson County jury found Kyle Lou Rickey guilty of first-degree murder Thursday in the shooting death of Algona police officer Kevin Cram in September of 2023. The jury received the case around 10:30 a.m. and deliberated for roughly an hour before returning the verdict. The defense did not dispute that Rickey shot Officer Cram, but claimed the act was not premeditated and did not call any witnesses. The prosecution said Rickey executed Cram, who came to arrest Rickey for a misdemeanor charge of harassment from Palo Alto County. Rickey faces a mandatory life sentence. Two of the Iowa Democrats running for Congress are calling on President Biden to end his bid for re-election. Christina Bohannon of Iowa City is the Democrat running against Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks. Bohannon says it's time for Biden to pass the torch to a new generation of leadership. Sarah Corkery of Cedar Falls is the Democrat running against Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson. Corkery says now is the time for Biden to pass the torch to Vice President Harris. Ryan Melton of Nevada, the Democrat running against Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra, issued a statement on social media last week. Melton says it is fair to question whether Biden or Trump are fit to serve a second term. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.